Title: Government Contracting Companies Beware, DOJ's Procurement Collusion Strike Force is Global, Growing, and Going Strong. Content: It has been another busy year for the Department of Justice's Procurement Collusion Strike Force, PCSF. Formed in 2019, the Department of Justice created the PCSF, a joint law enforcement effort to combat antitrust crimes and related fraudulent schemes that impact government procurement, grant, and program funding at all levels of government, federal, state, and local. The PCSF is a constellation of partnerships among the Antitrust Division of the U.S. Department of Justice, multiple U.S. attorneys' offices around the country, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and the Inspectors General for multiple federal agencies working together to crack down on unlawful anti-competitive activities in the public procurement process. Around this time last year, our colleagues surveyed and summarized the activities of the PCSF, noting in particular the Antitrust Division's investment in training partner agencies and its interagency approach to several criminal matters involving bid rigging or teaming arrangements that negatively impacted government projects. 1. Since that update, the PCSF has not slowed down, adding 4 new partner agencies, obtaining 15 new convictions, and indicting 2 new cases, both involving military contractors. The enforcement actions coming out of the PCSF over the last year show a continued focus on bid rigging, in cases against military contractors, 2, construction company owners, 3, and State Department of Transportation workers. 4. PCSF agency expansion. The PCSF expanded in November 2022, 5, adding 4 new partner agencies, 1, the Office of the Inspector General of the Department of Energy, 2, the Department of the Interior, 3, the Department of Transportation, and 4, the Environmental Protection Agency. These additions bring the PCSF membership total to 34 agencies, 6, and offices committed to deterring, detecting, investigating, and prosecuting antitrust crimes and related schemes that target government procurement, grants, and program funding at all levels of government. 7. As these new members integrate into the PCSF, we expect to see a shift in the types of companies impacted by PCSF investigations and prosecutions. For example, those performing federal energy and environmental services, those constructing and servicing public lands, and those involved in federal road building may well see more antitrust investigations as a result of these increased partnerships. For instance, increased antitrust training and awareness among procurement officials often lead to identification of possible bid rigging or price-fixing conspiracies. PCSF Global brings International Security Services case. The PCSF Global initiative provides a good example of how new partnerships can lead to increased enforcement. The Antitrust Division first presented this global initiative to the OECD's Competition Committee 2020, to increase its international antitrust enforcement capabilities in the procurement arena. The first successful PCSF international prosecution took place in June 2021, against a Belgian security services firm accused of rigging bids, allocating customers, and fixing prices for government entities, including the U.S. Department of Defense. 8. Similar to the domestic PCSF, the PCSF Global includes workshops, trainings, and presentations to enforcers in countries all across the globe. 9. First criminal monopolization cases in decades for invitations to collude. Another critical update is that, through PCSF-supported enforcement, the Antitrust Division made legal history on Halloween of 2022, when it obtained its first conviction in nearly half a century for criminal monopolization. 10. In United States versus Zito, a highway crack sealing business owner pled guilty to attempted criminal monopolization for an invitation to collude to a competitor to allocate the crack sealing services market, used by the government to repair public roadways. If agreed to, the scheme would have created regional market monopolies for Zito's company and the would-be conspirator. Zito even proposed to pay his competitor $100,000 as a payoff for work he would lose through the proposed allocation scheme, if he joined. 11. Instead of agreeing to Zito's solicitation, his competitor refused to enter into the agreement, leading to Zito's attempted monopolization.